Good evening, everyone, and thank you for your attendance for special counsel meeting in regards to the two items that we have in front of us. In respect to the acknowledgement of country on behalf of council, I would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this meeting is taking place and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. There is no one in the gallery, but members are advised that this meeting is audio recorded. So please please use your microphones if and when you're speaking, and also that no council decisions from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon on the first clear working day after this meeting, unless council by resolution carried at this meeting requested the CEO to take immediate action to implement their decision. Attendance. Okay. We have Cliff Collinson in attendance. Councillor Cliff Collinson, Councillor Kerry Donovan, Councillor Jenny Harrington, Councillor Lucinda Maywood, as well as CEO Jonathan Throssell, Executive Manager Peter Kosian, Executive Manager Fraser Henderson, Executive Manager Jack Scott, and of course our guru Janine May. Welcome all. Apologies. Thank you. There's no members in the public. There's the apologies, and we have approved leave from Mayor Jim O'Neill, Councillor Andrew McPhail, and Councillor Andrew White. Okay. Any disclosure of interest, financial proximity, or impartiality from the elected members? There's none?
No.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you. You can give me a hit. You have a hit, listen to. Okay. There's no public question time. There's no deputations. Moving forward on to reports. Report number one, which deals with the long-term financial plan and the revenue strategy. Before we proceed, does anyone have any questions of the CEO in regards to what's before us tonight? No? If that's not the case, then can I have, please, a mover for the motion that's listed on page 10, please? A mover for the motion. Thank you, Councillor Donovan. Seconder? Councillor Collinson, thank you. Councillor Donovan?
This has been discussed and talked about for quite a while. I would like to recommend the officer's recommendation or support the officer's recommendation, which includes the 2024. And this is the budget, annual budget is effectively for 1 year. And endorse the 4.95%. It has been, as I say, it's been a lot of huge amount of work put into all this. There has been discussions and even a workshop, and I support it.
Thank you. Councillor Collinson?
Nothing further. As Councillor Donovan says, we have workshopped all this, so we've done the discussions.
Okay. Any further discussions for or against the item? Look, the only thing I would like to just add is putting the item together is not a small feat. So through to the CEO to the, all the executive managers are involved, and obviously Peter Kosian, the architect of some of the planning. A big thank you. It's not an easy task to make this budget attempting to balance, even though it's not quite there. Okay, for this coming year, but understanding our financial fiduciary, responsibilities is clear, and the only way we can do that is to have proper information, which this which this report outlines, at least for the next 12 months and then beyond that. So thank you to all concerned. That's all I've got to say. We'd like to close debate, Councillor.
Nothing else to add. Thank you.
Okay. We have nothing further to add. Therefore, I highlight the motion as moved by Councillor Donovan and seconded by Councillor Constan. I'm patient. All those in favour, please raise your hands. And that's unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to the next item. And this is where I need... past that page. So it's the adoption of the 2025-2026 statutory budget. Before I ask for a mover, there has been a late change. Peter?
Through the chair, correct. The schedule of fees and charges provides for long-term parking at the Lewin car park facility. So as included in the agenda, it states that we are able to accommodate 6 days parking. That should be corrected to 7 days maximum parking.
Yes. Does anyone have any other questions in regards to the budget to the officers? Okay, I hear that's nil. If that's the case, can I have a mover, please, for the item on page, what page is that, Janine? 62. Can I have a mover for the motion on page 62 to receive the submissions and deal with the note and the resolution of the 4.9%?
I will need to specifically note that change. I'll call that in the minutes.
Thank you, CEO. As well as the late change to in respect to the Lewin parking, which should be 7 days, not 6 days. Can I have a mover, please, for those? Thank you. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Harrington, thank you. Councillor Maywood.
Thank you. I support the officer's recommendation. I guess just echoing similar comments made earlier about all the work that goes into preparing this. Really, really thankful to the exec team and all the staff involved for all the work that goes into especially briefing the elected members through the concept forums and through those training days. I also really appreciate that members of the public have been commenting on the proposed rate increases, and that's really good to see. Overall, I support the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Harrington? Nothing further? Any further discussion? No? I reiterate a big thank you to the finance team. All of the finance team, not just you, Pete. I'm sure you're a key cog, and as well as
Petilia.
Okay, lovely. So I had to listen to that three times. and a big thank you. The next year is going to be a bit of a topsy turvy year, I think, in regards to all things. The community park and the Belgravia budget and all things around how we manage the hurdles that the budget's going to bring, but at least we have a good standing board to start off with, which is absolutely imperative. So thank you to the finance team, which you lead, Peter. Okay. If there's nothing further, Councillor May would like to close the discussion.
And nothing further to add.
Okay. That's fantastic. If there's no other discussion, then I put that motion to accept the annual budget with those 3 points, with the modification in regards to changing 6 days into 7 for all day parking as part of the launching ramp at the Lewin. All those in favour, please raise your hands. And that's agreed unanimously. Okay. That's a long, long, long detail. Okay. There's no mass behind closed doors, as Neil, and therefore I close the meeting at 6:12. Not quite a record, but it's right.
Thank you.